Future Skills 2022, an Erasmus project funded by the European Commission for the development of new skills demanded by the labor market. I'm Joe Cabello and work for INF Education. In this podcast, we will talk about analysis. And today we have the collaboration of Jörg Steigmüller, who is a business consultant and a coach. So we've chosen Mr. Steigmüller because he has very good tips and very good approaches to the skill here. So thanks for being here with us today. So Jörg, I suppose to start with, what is analysis and where is it needed?
Mm-hmm. Analysis is the process of breaking a complex topic down into smaller parts. And the purpose of it is to get a better understanding of the complex problem by first seeking to understand these smaller parts.
Very good. And what is, if we want to bring it down to the personal, more personal approach, so what is your personal experience of this topic? And perhaps then we can talk about your approach to the skill. So what is your personal experience of this topic of analysis?
Absolutely. I work in a number of roles. One of my areas is business consultancy, and the other area is personal development, training and coaching and therapy. And in all these areas, analysis is extremely relevant to simplify things I want to change with or for a customer. I use analysis not just on a daily basis, but for every issue that requires a fix. Effective change can only be applied at the right point in the right way if the weak spot has been found. And to find the weak spot, the problem has to be analyzed thoroughly. So in the business world, the introduction of a new product or a service or the fixing of a problem a company has with a product, for example, are complex topics that need to be broken down. Let's take a manufacturer of a toaster, for example. Mm-hmm. They experience a high returns rate. And after the first step of the analysis, they find out that their product goes faulty too frequently. So what are the next steps then? They need to find what exact part is the problem. Then they need to understand why that part fails and if a replacement with a better, similar part will fix the issue, or maybe there is a design fault and therefore the part is not just badly built, but the specification for the part is wrong. So it is perfectly built, but it is the wrong part for the required job. An analysis process can have many, many layers and can reveal very interesting, sometimes very unexpected facts. If we look at the personal development area, then maybe someone wants to improve their performance in work, let's say. But in order to find how to do that, we first need to see which area exactly it is the one that is problematic. Can the person not focus, for example, or are they not interested, or are they not trained sufficiently? So mm-hmm. We definitely need to know what is not working. And sometimes we also need to know why it is not working. Then we need to look at how this one area can be improved, but maybe an improvement in that one area will cause a worsening in another area. So we also have to look at areas in the neighborhood of the initial problem so that we don't make things worse somewhere else. I use analysis in every business area and also in my private life.
Very good. And what is your approach to analysis?
Mm-hmm. When I experience a problem and want to make a change, I break down the big picture into lots of puzzle pieces. And then I look at each puzzle piece. A good way is to write down a list of all the components or contributors to that problem. And then to write down every subcomponent as if you want to break down a puzzle piece into even smaller puzzle pieces until you arrive at the smallest possible piece. Only then I will check the smallest piece one after another to see if an improvement or correction is possible. And then I go through the whole long list until from the smallest part to the whole picture from bottom up, every component is analyzed. If an area for improvement is found, it's important to write that down as well so that you don't lose the information. Mm-hmm. An issue can be extremely complex, and in order to find a solution for it, a lot of additional detail might be needed. So without analysis, problem solving is for many problems just impossible because the problem is much too complex.
I see. And I mean, from the point of view of the labor market, there will be people listening to us who are interested in finding out, you know, from your point of view, why is analysis so important to people now in the labor market today?
Yes, that's a very relevant question. In every job, there will be challenges or problems at times. It might be an unhappy customer, and then we have to analyze what caused the unhappiness and what can we do to make this customer happy about your product or service again. We also need to check if other customers could be affected by the same issues and what we can do so that they will benefit from that fix. So someone who has the ability to analyze a problem is very important in a company. I have never found a company where there are no challenges, and I always found that people with very strong analysis skills or analytical skills are the people that are the most successful in their area.
Yeah, and that brings me to asking you, from a professional point of view, what is the impact or the risks of not having the skill, not having the analytical thought?
Everybody needs to be aware of that, absolutely. Employees without analytical skills can't really help and contribute to solving the problem. So therefore, they have less chances to get promoted and are much easier replaceable.
Yeah, well, that's important enough. And then if we flip that a little bit, so what are the actual benefits of having analysis in your approach?
Employees that can help analyzing a situation will be valuable right from the start. But even more importantly, their value increases significantly over time. Because with every analysis, their experience and alertness for issues will increase. So more experienced analysts are better analysts. Analytical people also have a higher chance to get promoted in the company. And some people say that knowledge is power. And the knowledge to analyze a complex problem into manageable sub-issues is definitely a powerful skill.
Very good. And how would you encourage people to develop analysis? And can you give us some tips on learning, how to acquire analysis?
Sure. Yeah. The easiest way to practice it is to look at a small problem and break that down into all subcomponents, ideally in writing. Let's take a simple example, and I will go back to the toaster again. But this time, you want to toast a piece of bread, but the bread comes out of the toaster black and can't be eaten. So now we need to see what the reason for this problem could have been to make sure the next slice of bread will not also get burned. So maybe the bread was already dry and therefore it burned. Or maybe the time setting on the toaster was too long. Or maybe the toaster is broken. This is a very simple problem. But by breaking down a simple problem as if it was a complex one, and by doing that with many or all problems we encounter in our normal life, our analysis skills will improve and we can then use the same skills in a job or in other parts of our life. So start with a little day-to-day problem, and always find the smallest possible component, fix the ones that might cause the problem, and then assess what the consequences are. And if you do that repeatedly, then you will sharpen your analysis skills and you will get to a stage where you can tackle bigger problems and where you can transfer it then into all areas of your life and of your job.
Very good. And that's all we have time for today. Thanks everybody for listening. And thanks, Jörg, for giving us some tips on analysis. Sure. Thanks for listening to the FS 2022 podcast. And remember, if you want to be part of this project and develop new skills, follow us on Facebook or visit fs2022.eu.